Advertised, we're very excited to be speaking to the coach of the Illawarra Hawks. Their draw was announced yesterday. They got their first game against the Melbourne Phoenix in Melbourne December 4. It's our privilege to have Brian Gorgon on the program. G'day, Brian.
How are we today?
Yeah, really well. How are you today, knowing where you're going? And I guess most excitedly, especially, well, not only for you and the team, but certainly for fans of the Hawks, the first seven of your nine games at home, which is very different to last season.
Correct. I mean, one of the things, obviously, we're dealing with this COVID as we were last year. And part of the success we always talked about is, you know, things are different and decisions are made and things are done and you just roll with the punches and the teams that handle it the best are going to do the best. And it was the same mindset we had with the national team with the Boomers. So, you know, when we got back here and started practice, same discussions. And as the fixture has turned out, I'm sure a lot of that has to do with restrictions. So, the way ours has come out and the fact that we have seven games at home, just from the fact of last year playing 15 of our first 16 away, just getting to know the fans and getting something in the community, that part of it was a lot tougher when you're playing all your games on the road like that. So yeah. An exciting part of this is that things are going to be more open and we're going to get to know the fans, meet the sponsors. The community will get to know the team early in the season as opposed to late.
Yeah.
And if we can win a few of those or get a roll going in those ones, it gives you a great start to the season and keeps you competitive right through the year.
There's a conference system styled in the NBL draw this year. Is that more about not what that can bring to the competition in terms of games against each other and rivalries, but also protecting about what it might look like in a post-COVID world?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. So, I don't know if it's travel situation with the COVID or why they've broken that up, but all I know is, you know, and again, I just, you know, coaching, it's who, all you care about is who is in yours.
Yeah.
And ours is tough, you know, when you look at it, but, you know, that you got some of the major powerhouses in your group. So, but, you know, again, you look at the league right now, and with the addition of another import from last year, this Next Star program is gaining momentum. Mm. And, you know, now there's, you know, we had the advantage last year of having Justinian Jessup in our group, which almost was like an additional import. And now seven teams have gotten guys, and it's not just America anymore. It's from all over the world. You got guys from France, Germany, Russia, and that is big. You know, it's made the competition, added depth to it, made it, you know, a spotlight around the world, you know, as opposed to, as I said before, being in Asia, they're becoming aware of the NBL, and now we're getting exposure worldwide. And last point is, you know, being in China, the best player in China right now, and I can't tell you how big Chinese basketball is. It's like Australian rules football in Melbourne or rugby in Sydney, and the best Chinese player is coming to the NBL in Zhou Qi to play with Phoenix.
Wow.
And he's going to be really something special for the fans here this year.
I'm just looking at the Hawks squad. Who should we be excited about? Who are you anticipating having a big season?
Well, we're excited about the fact that we brought that main core of local kids back, and everybody's aware of them, you know. So we're, you know, there's a lot of things that we're excited about, but the things to sell right now, I mean, we're the new guys that have come in, you know, the Harry Frawling, I think is getting himself ready for a great season. He's been with us, you know, got here early, been training real hard, and we're hoping what happened with Sam can happen with Harry.
Yeah.
And they're different players. We had a problem from the 3-point line last year, and Harry can really shoot the ball, and Sam's really athletic and can run. So we're really excited about Harry. And then, you know, a big thing for, I think, Illawarra this year is the fact after last season is, can you come back and can you put a team together that's competitive again the next season? Usually when they've had a great season, you know, other teams pick up their top players. And we got Tyler Harvey back to a 3-year deal. We signed Harry Frawley, which is a good signing. And then the big one was, you know, to get an international player in Reith Diop. So really excited about that. You know, a versatile 6'9", 6'10", athletic international player. And again, you look at the Boomers, how many of those are playing in the NBL? So for one to come, the one guy that was available to come and sign with the Hawks was a big signing.
Yeah.
And he's as advertised, you know, athletic and can play the game. And then our new imports are just arriving. You know, AC Cleveland arrived and had a workout today, and we should be signing the guard in the next 48 hours. So, and the last piece I want to say, sorry, I keep saying, but if you said one regret on last year, and last year was pretty fun. You know, we had a good season with the Gong and obviously the medal with the Boomers, but I made a big blunder with Tim Conrad and didn't get him in till late. We've got him training and working on a full-time basis here every day. And I think he's playing great right now.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to have him in the group.
Brian, I've got to ask you about the Boomers. It was such a, you know, there were so many great moments for Australia in Tokyo, but it was one of the standout ones. I'm going to play this to you. You've probably heard it, but I'd love to get your reaction.
For me, I'm so grateful that, and it is tough, but I'm incredibly grateful that before the game, I called up my dad.
Yeah, I want to know that.
And just to hear him talk about what this means to the sport and the humility, and nothing to do with him, just about how this is going to be good for Australia and Australian basketball.
That's the most capped Boomer in history, Andrew Gaze, who's a revered figure. Did you get a sense when you won that bronze that that's the impact that you had on at the elite level of the basketball community in Australia, at all levels of the basketball community?
We were very aware of that all of Australia, as we got closer to the end of the tournament, that we had captured the community, that they were, that all eyes were on us.
Yeah.
And the importance of it. But that Andrew's voice afterwards, Lindsay, again, and my background is Lindsay brought me, and Andrew's first game in the NBL, we played together.
Right.
So I'm very,
wow,
very aware of the Gazes.
Yeah.
To hear that brought it home. And since coming back to Australia, just, you know, the messages from the past players and what it meant to them is really touching.
Yeah.
And no more so than that right there.
Yeah. Do you have a defining moment? There were so many. A defining moment of that campaign, whether it was a personal one with a player, with the team, with a moment in a match. Is there one thing that stands out in particular, Brian?
Well, I mean, the highlight of the tournament was the last game and Patty Mills' performance, period.
Yes.
Just, and I mean, everyone's talking about that. And then, you know, an off the floor, I mean, and again, it wasn't one particular shot or one particular play. It was kind of the culture of the team, and I said it was visual, and I think we did touch everybody, and that was, and you were aware of it, and that was huge. His performance in the last game was huge.
Yeah.
And then it meant a lot to me, and I know it did to the country. The big was how they handled defeat. So through that whole event and everybody's heart being in winning that gold medal, and to walk in that locker room after the USA game, and to, you know, that's a huge skill. Losing and having your dream broken, and then getting off the floor and going on and doing what we did, and obviously something that had never been done or in tried repeatedly in history. And that moment in the locker room, I knew when we walked out of that locker room that what needed to be addressed was addressed, and that everybody was on board, and we knew everybody was watching, and we talked about it. You know, that our culture is going to be on display, and everybody's going to be watching this game. And that was a touching moment walking out of that locker room after the loss.
Yeah, such a significant tournament for Australian basketball. A huge NBL season. You'll hear it all on 1170 SEN as well. Brian, we wish you all the very best with your Hawks, and no doubt we'll catch up during the season.
Thanks so much.